Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. As the overall market for music retail has declined in New Zealand over the past decade and the major labels retrench, so has the role of independent music labels become more vital. One of those labels, Round Trip Mars, the label that released, among others, SJD and the first records by The Naked and Famous, is celebrating its 10th birthday at the moment. And they have a present for you. We're joined by label founder Jim Stinky Jim Pinkney to explain. Welcome, Jim.
Welcome, Russell. Good to be here.
Yes. Now, why did you start a record label? I'm guessing it wasn't to make money.
Good question. I mean, really, the original idea was just purely to release the music that Angus McNaughton and myself were making as Phase 5. And then that sort of grew as these things do. There was no kind of eureka moment and I've got to start a label or anything like that. But we were playing with people like SJD, with people like Double Entendre doing great weird stuff, people like Submariner and Solar Rosa were coming up and what have you. And at the time, at that time, 99, 2000, there was Cog were doing a fantastic job on the sort of straight down the line, you know, this is electronic music, this is drum and bass. And I've always been a fan of that sort of the areas in between the genres and the fringes, as it were. And I felt there wasn't really anything that was catering to that. So we did the Sideways compilation, thinking that'll be a compilation and we'll carry on running the label for ourselves. And of course, SJD then turns around and says, will you do my next record? And pretty much that's been it since then. 11 years later, I'm still doing everyone's next record, and it's fantastic.
Did being a DJ help in the first instance with actually being able to identify, you know, what was good and, you know,
definitely,
and interesting?
Definitely it helps. I mean, you've got an ear for starters. You're dealing with music all the time and you're making choices on music, which I think is a huge part of being a record label, with A&R, and being able to say to people, hey, look, this is good, but we could get it a little bit better, or have you considered this? So the DJ factor is definitely there, and doing the Sideways compilation, I did approach that in a DJ kind of way of constructing interludes and trying to make it a real journey, as I've always tried to make my radio shows and my DJ sets. So it's definitely a factor, but also with Round Trip Mars, with artists like SJD and what have you, I've always been very conscious of it not being a Stinky Jim thing or a DJ thing. It's always been about pushing the artists, and I'm kind of quite proud that in 10 years no one really knows what Round Trip Mars is, but they know who SJD is, they know who Phelps and Munro is, etc. At the time, a lot of people knew who, for example, Cog Transmissions were, but they didn't know all the artists, and I found that kind of over-branding a little bit much, but Round Trip Mars has become a really good home to a lot of those people, but people know the artists, and we're just this little thing in the background.
How much of that producer side comes into things, where you are looking to put a label's kind of feel on the artists?
It's a very hard one to nail down, because it's definitely in there and you're always aware of it. And but I mean, the fact of the matter is, everyone I deal with absolutely gobsmacks me every time they drop a new track. And while I might have some little comments about, oh, look, this is going to brush up a bit funny in mastering, or you might want to take a look at that. I mean, as a producer kind of role, I don't have to do too much in a lot of ways. With new artists, you tend to be a bit more involved, and you kind of walk them through that process of learning about mixing and mastering. Then the next time, you know, hopefully you'll get a track on a comp or something like that to start off with, or an EP. And then the next time when they get to do their album, they know the ropes and they've learned something along the way. So immediately they're producing things that are of a much higher standard, and they're going to be happy with it in the end, because things don't change so much. So it's more a case of walking people through that process, and that's something I find really enjoyable.
There are palm trees and wind screams and other people's lives. There are swimmers, there are divers executing perfect dives.
Now, before we run out of time, we should talk about what you're doing for the anniversary. Invaderism, which is a compilation. Tell us about it.
Invaderism is, I mean, there was a lot of factors in starting it. One was, we haven't released anything this year, and we just can't be having that, really. Oh, and also, it was our 10th anniversary last year, and we kind of missed that because we were very busy. So the idea was just to sort of get everyone to submit a track, an exclusive track, a brand new one. They're pretty much all written for it. And I came up with this crazy idea of, I'm just going to give them all away. I'm still going to pay the artists advances as if we were selling it, but just give it away, and it's kind of like a thank you to the artists, a reason for them to do a track for a comp, which is always kind of a liberation for artists, because they don't have to worry about a whole album. And a thank you to the people who supported the label over the last 10 years, which has been pretty awesome.
I'm extremely impressed that you're paying them in advance for something that you're going to give away. Does anyone else do that?
I think it's an unfashionable and possibly very foolish idea, but the alternative is you put on a party and you spend X thousand dollars, you usually end up losing a few thousand, and that money goes to people who print posters or supply beers. And I would much rather just put the money straight into the artist's hands. And, you know, it's a good thing.
So who's on this competition?
Well, who is on there? SJD is appearing as Lonely God, which is a new little alias he's sneaked up. Phelps and Munro, Jefferson Belt, Unitone Hi-Fi featuring Coco Solid, Mycroft Holmes, who I'm not allowed, I'm sure if I'm allowed to say who that is yet. I've got a track myself, which is the first track I've ever dared to release under my own name. And I think that's the main bunch. There's 10 tracks on there, so it's basically all the family in all their forms, and Mood Unit, which is Angus McNaughton, who I started the label with, doing crazy bossa madness.
Yeah, now we should also talk about Scratch 22, because this is a new artist. Tell us about him.
Scratch 22 is currently over in Paris, actually representing New Zealand in the Red Bull Freestyle World Championships.
So he's a DJ too.
He's a DJ and a very good one. He's one of the founders of ARC, which have been putting on some amazing parties, which will have hip-hop on one side and then street chant or DHDFDs or someone like that. And he's an amazing DJ, and I actually had no interest in signing anyone else to the label, and he hit me up saying I'd like to be on Roundtrip Mars, and I said, well, I'll meet you for a lunch and I'll give you some do's and don'ts and some advice, but I'm not looking to sign anyone. Then he sent me a couple of tracks and it was like, I think we'll be talking about a bit more than that then.
Well, perhaps we should listen to one of those tracks that's from Invaderism. But before we do that, where can people get this lovely free music?
They can go to www.roundtripmars.com, and we're putting a track up every second day from the compilation, and then on the alternate days we're putting a track from the back catalogue, one from each year, which is the lesser known tracks, little favourites that I've picked up. And we're putting those up on SoundCloud and Bandcamp as full albums on December the 25th. So that's what I'll be doing on Christmas Day.
How marvellous of you, Jim. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And this is Shivani Strutt by Scratch 22.
Thank you.
Marnie Struck from Scratch 22. That's from the Invaderism compilation, which is, as we said, for free. That's our show for this week. If you'd like to hear anything that was on this show or past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
And I've been Simon Pound. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.